Heinz, fine, hickle, fickle.
Good evening.
And welcome to Tales of the, from the Crypt.
Good evening and welcome to the Ramblecast After Dark.
Where did that? We're getting an echo.
Ah, it's the YouTube feed. Mute it.
Oh, right.
We are live. So, and when we have the YouTube channel going so people can join in with the chat, I'm trying to get there. So it's like Sesame Street. Can't seem to find it.
Yes, this is the special Ramblecast After Dark episode where all of our patron members, are the Jane Jack patrons, can join us live in the YouTube chat and follow along with us via audio and video and give us live feedback throughout the entire episode, which is a lot of fun and nerve-wracking at the same time.
I can't get the chat.
Because we have to teach our elders how to use technology.
So disrespectful. I can't get
it. To be fair, Jack did start the show. Was the last one to join the group here. So
go to hell. How was your week, guys? How was the week? And just a reminder, people, this is the After Dark, so Matt can cuss.
I was anxiously awaiting cussing last week for some reason. I don't know why. So I actually have reason to cuss this week, and I have got nothing to say.
Well, so, shit.
My daughter broke her fucking arm.
I saw.
Was it Mauser's fault?
Yeah, was it Mauser's? That's what Dan thought. That was his conclusion, is that she was running from the cat.
Ah, I was going to put that, but I said, I can't do that. That's
yeah, Drake thought that she was protecting me from Dan. No, it was, all I have to say is it's trampoline related. We can just kind of move on from there. So, but she will have to have surgery tomorrow morning, so.
Was it the dog?
Was it the dog? Mm-hmm. No.
I'm picturing Mauser's like Toonces the cat.
Did Mauser like trample?
Mauser's
the cat.
Meowsers is the cat, yeah. Mike's the dog.
Well, Mike.
And Maggie is my daughter. So
how did Maggie break her arm?
Trampoline.
What's up with your family and people's names starting with the letter M? It's a trend there.
I'm maniacal like that.
You said trampoline.
Trampoline, yeah.
I thought you said trampling. And I was trampling. Like, did Mike do it? Oh,
yeah, he's giant. That dog is so huge. I don't know. You've seen him. He's a terror. So anyway, that was my Mother's Day, actually. That's how we ended Mother's Day. It was like,
solid.
How could we put the family in debt medically and also say, I love you?
Well, the worst part was I saw it on, I think, Instagram.
Yeah.
And it's that awkward thing. Do I like it? Do I not like it? If I don't like it, then I'm showing nothing. I go, so I'm just going to go ahead and like it.
The JP's even saying, Jack, that you need to be talking to a tin can because he can't hear you.
Ground control to Major Jack.
Can you hear me now?
Yay, yeah! There you are.
Welcome to the Ramblecast, Jack.
Hey, thanks. But anyway, I was saying I was on Instagram. I said, I mean, it's that awkward thing. It's people put on there, I just got divorced. Do I like it? Do I not like it? I mean, I don't know.
Wait, they put that on Instagram?
There's people that do that.
Yeah.
They put it on Facebook. They put it on. I mean,
yeah. I say congratulations because that's money straight in your pocket, depending on child support.
Well, no, it could cost you money getting a divorce.
Yeah.
It's awkward. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, sure. It's like somebody dies, you know, and you're like, I mean, at least on Facebook now you have the crying emoji, so right. You can evoke those kind of.
Because Instagram, you either like it or you skip right by, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to point out, Drake says that this is why Fartgate was never Jack, because, you know.
It wasn't Jack because Jack would have owned up to it. Jack don't lie.
Yeah. Well, you reach a certain point, too.
I'm old. I don't care.
Hey, just a forewarning to everybody listening. So there is an off chance you might hear a random child yelling, screaming, or crying over the next course of the next hour and a half, however long the show is. Currently, my wife and I are babysitting our friend's two kids on top of our own. because they're at the Jackson Browne concert.
Wait, on her birthday, it's your wife's birthday, isn't it?
It sure is.
And her present was to babysit two kids that aren't hers?
Yeah, pretty much. Our friends are at the Jackson Browne concert, which I wanted to go to, but couldn't pull it off.
He plays here. He's from here, so he plays here quite often. And I've always wanted to see him, but then I always hesitate to pull the trigger because I like his music, but it's all so laid back that I'm always afraid I'm going to fall asleep in the middle of the show.
Oh, yeah.
That's one who's dated Daryl Hannah, right?
Yes.
Okay.
He's now, the Jay's, best,
Jay's,
man.
Jay's not a fan of Jackson Browne.
Really?
Yeah, because I remember on a podcast years ago, I just got done listening to what's that song he does with the roadies,
the Loadout.
Yeah, and I go, isn't this a great song? He goes, eh.
It Loadout is actually one of my like favorite all time songs. But I mean, Loadout plus Stay. You know, that's Stay, kind of like it's a two parter. That might be
just
like
a little bit longer.
That's up there and like in my top like 10 probably favorite songs. And I count that as both as one.
Yeah, you too. Yeah.
But yeah, so anyways, they're at the concert tonight and we have my daughter, of which she made an appearance before we started recording. And my friend's two kids are here too. I can hear them rumbling around upstairs. So hopefully they're going to go to bed.
How old are those two kids?
One of them is 5 and the other is two or three.
So you have them all night?
No, they're going to be stopping by on the way home from the concert, picking them up.
Well, you know, for what they can do is they can finish those shelves for you in the back. The shelves that are behind you that you haven't.
Oh, the yet? Shelves. Yeah.
I heard shells as well.
I was like, what?
Shells are you talking about?
He doesn't know how to use the shells.
Yeah, the 360.
Call back. So that's what's going on here. What else is going on with you guys? I got a cool story /service I want to plug, but I want to see if you guys got anything going on first.
I went to New York this past weekend.
Nice.
Drove up there. Went on Friday night. I hear feedback.
I heard a little beep, but that was just
okay.
That's on my part, guys. I'm at work right now, so the credit card machine's processing here. I'll mute myself.
He's stealing our money, literally. Next week's podcast.
Every patron comes in, cha-ching, 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 cha-ching.
Identity thief is no joke, people.
Yeah, because someone said we had $1 million patron, so I guess we know where it's going.
Mm-hmm.
To Matt. So anyway, we're driving up there, and it's a long. It's anyone who's driven. It's about nine hours, 10 hours. You're just ruining my story, Matt. So go to hell.
I'm fucking sorry.
Okay, there you go. So it's a long drive, and we're driving. We left at like 6:30. Well, first I'll tell the first part. So my wife is a pain in the ass to drive with, and I get it. She has to sit there, and she gets antsy. She can't sit in the car for a long period of time. So we stopped. I said, let's stop and get some gas. We'll top it off. She goes, I want something to eat too. I said, okay. So she wants Zaxby's. It's a chicken place, really good chicken place. I go, I don't want Zaxby's, but you can get it. I go, wow, they look busy. But I went to the BP gas station right next to it. She goes, I'll run in while you're getting the gas, and then by then we'll be done. I said, all right. So I get the gas. I ran and got a few things that we forgot to bring on the trip up. And I go park up. She goes, I go, wow, that was quick. She goes, oh, these are just the drinks. I'm waiting for the food. I said, okay. So I'm sitting in the car. I go, man, it's been over 20 minutes. So I go inside. I go, what is going on? She goes, and there's just 1,000 people in there. And there's literally probably 50 cars in the drive-thru that doesn't end. They're lining up in the street just to get into the drive-thru. And I wait about another 5 minutes. And finally, I go, this is ridiculous. First, because I know how she's a pain in the ass driving up there. And I'm the same way. Once I get going, I want to get there, right? So I finally go, well, you know what? Next time you walk in and see a long line of people and you're in a hurry to get somewhere, you might want to go somewhere else to get food. And I walked out. So she thought I embarrassed her because I was angry as I left. So I go outside. I sit there for another 10 minutes. I'm staring at a Cracker Barrel. When she comes out, I go, you know, you could have gone to Cracker Barrel, sat down, had a better meal, and got out faster.
That's true.
35 minutes we sat at that Zaxby's getting food. So every step of the way, I go, oh, you know what? We would have been here. We would have been there just a little. So I kept rubbing in how 35 minutes we lost on time. But anyway, so we get to New Jersey. It's been raining and stuff like that. And we go through one of the many toll roads you have to go through. And all of a sudden I go, there's something wrong with the car. And then all of a sudden I get a notice on my car that the right front tire is low. Well, it's flat. We ran over a, it looked like a rivet that had was hollow and just sucked all the air out of it. So it's 4 o'clock, 3:30 in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. I got to pull over in New Jersey, and I'm not making fun of New Jersey, but the place we had to stop at smelled like absolute shit. I mean, I go, oh my God, this place stinks.
That's New Jersey.
Yeah. So I'm taking everything out of the car to get to the spare tire. I've never used a spare.
So Jack, I need to interrupt you for a second. Mm-hmm. So your wife had posted this on her Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
and I typed a response 3 times and mm-hmm. I deleted it all 3 times.
Okay.
But what I wanted to say was, I'm surprised that they don't have, you know, self-inflating or self-replacing tires on the Lexus.
Well, what they have on any car today is they have the donut, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they have the jack that are just the jacks are a pain. Back in my dad's day, you know, back in the day, they had these huge jacks.
Oh yeah,
that you put either on the front bumper or the back bumper, and just cranked it up. It held the whole car up. It wasn't this little twisty scissor thing that you had to fuck with the whole time. And I was doing it wrong. I'm scraping my knuckles. I go, I don't know what's going on here. My back was killing me. I go, yeah, it's the last thing I want to do. So we changed the tire, and now I got to pee. So I get out. I said, I'm just going to pee right here. My wife's going, hey, you're going to pee in public. Oh, my God. So I piss. I do that. I get in the car. She goes, you know, people could see you. I go, they're driving by here at 80 miles an hour. They ain't seeing shit. She goes, what if a cop would have stopped you? I go, I would have told him, look, I'm doing you a favor. I'm making New Jersey smell better. So anyway, that was my story. We finally got to New York. It was fun. And then we turned around, came back on Sunday night, got here about 4 a.m. after we went through the traffic in New York. What a pain in the ass.
I'm curious, was the Zaxby's in Northern Virginia?
It was.
Yeah, because I'm wondering, because it's right there on the border, you know.
Right, right.
So I wonder if that's like the nearest one to so many people. And that's why it's
actually. It might have been just before we got to Virginia. I think we were still in North Carolina. Like a couple of miles before you get to Virginia. Mm-hmm. I said, "Oh, we should have been in Washington by," but there was no traffic in going up and back. The only problem was New York coming back, and those toll roads. $15 for I pull up to a toll road. We had cash. I pull up. I'm sitting there waiting, and there's nobody there. There's nobody there to take the money.
Oh,
so I go, what the fuck am I supposed to do? So I look down. They said, you cannot loiter here. Don't stop. You got to keep moving. So I just drove through. And I know I'm going to get a bill for it.
Oh, that's what. Yeah, they do that out here too.
But I just drove through it. But my kids went through a couple, like an hour later. There was someone there. They gave them $15.
Oh, wow.
And now they have ones that are, they just take a, they're yeah. toll roads, but they just take a picture of you
yeah.
and send
yeah.
you a bill.
Yeah, they take a picture of your license plate and then send you the toll.
So all those toll people are going to be losing out on all, they're going to be losing jobs because keeps it's all automated.
Yeah. Keeps the post office in business.
Yeah. But
Louisville, they have one as you go across over into mm-hmm. Kentucky there.
$51 in tolls from here to New York. And they're not, I'm saying this a thousand times, they're not spending it on the roads. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, the entire toll system here in Massachusetts for the Massachusetts Turnpike is, they put gantries, which is like that thing that goes over the road. And in between each exit, there's a gantry that has like the transponder thing on the thing. So it tracks you with how far you drive. So when you stop driving, it just bills your account. But if you don't have the fast pass like transponder, mm-hmm. They call it bill by plate, and they'll just mail you the toll.
Yeah, because it said toll road coming up, and I'm like going, and yeah. all of a sudden the light starts flashing. I go, did we pass that? Did we miss it? I go, how did I miss the toll road? Fucking New Jersey.
Fucking Jersey.
Fucking Jersey.
You know what George Carlin once said? Kiss her where it smells. Take her to New Jersey.
Anyway, I know JP's in the chat, right? And he's from New Jersey, but man,
there was a stand-up comedian that said that like a long time ago. It's like, why is Jersey still called the Garden State? Like, it should just be the fields of ass state. It's like, because that's all you smell. The entire state is just rows and rows of ass.
Well, I think it's that misleading thing, the Garden State. You're thinking, oh, it's going to smell like roses.
Yeah.
If roses smell like shit, yeah.
All states have like misleading, you know, kind of. They all put on airs. You know what I mean?
Ours just says first in flight.
Yeah.
And you got Ohio going, no, we're first.
Well, yeah, Ohio. You know, it's the birthplace of aviation, really.
Are you going to argue with me? The Wright brothers, where did they take off from?
Weren't they born though in Ohio?
Hold on, who cares where they're fucking born at? Where did they take off? Yeah,
seriously,
it's really important.
Ohio's got to quit it trying to claim stuff. I mean, yeah. Come on.
Hey, it's the heart of it all.
You already fucked up the goddamn election. You don't have to start claiming other things.
It's shaped like a heart.
You can claim potatoes, right?
We're not. Hey, Idaho. You know, it's too bad the Buckeyes probably did have a heart attack, but. The state probably needs a bypass, is what I'm saying.
But I've had people from Ohio actually go, no, we were first in flight. I go, you know, I really don't fucking care. I'm actually from California. I just live here. But I know that the Wright brothers took off from Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. Assholes.
Right. Hey, Tennessee's the volunteer state. So. And then.
We volunteer to pay our taxes.
Because we volunteered for the Mexican War and the Alabama. I mean, the Alamo and all that.
Oh, what about Civil War?
That too.
Yeah, so I've spoken like a true Massachusetts, and I have no idea what our motto is. It is, make it yours, the spirit of America.
That doesn't really have a good ring to it. You have to have a
Boston. I have never heard that before.
Is that really Massachusetts saying?
According to Wikipedia, the spirit of America.
I thought it was let our senators drive for you.
Hello. Wow.
Did anybody see that movie?
No, but I want to.
We already knew the ending, so I just.
There's some people who didn't know. They go, really? That happened?
No.
But he was in office for 46 years. How's that possible?
It couldn't happen today.
Oh, yeah, it would.
Yeah, probably.
Depends on what state you're in.
Isn't there a movie? There's a movie coming out about that.
That's what Nick was just talking about.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't listening.
It's already out.
No wonder he interrupts me all the time.
That's what Massachusetts slogan
is. Nick's talking. I'll just keep talking.
No, Massachusetts slogan is, fuck you. We're not listening.
Sorry, I didn't remember the fucking motto of my state. That's like pretty much the motto, right?
Yeah.
It should be fuck off.
During social studies. Fuck yeah. Off.
It should be in the Southie accent, though, when he does it. Like, you know, yeah. Fuck off. I can't.
Who fucking cares?
Fuck off.
Give you a fucking motto. Yeah.
Get in the car. Fuck off.
I didn't do much this week. I went to a brewery in San Pedro, California, over there next to Long Beach, where all the Queen Mary and USS Iowa is.
I have been there.
Yeah. And that's the one thing I do like about California is, if you go to a bar in LA, you're spending $9 a pint. But if you go to a brewery, you know, you can just line them up and try them all fairly cheap. And they're all 8% alcohol. So you're pretty much hammered pretty quick.
That's California's motto.
Yeah.
Do it hammered quick.
Yeah. In every way. In every direction.
What is California's motto?
It's the Golden State.
The Golden State. Okay, that's right. Yeah.
Which is also weird because there's no more gold and there's a bear on the flag. And when's the last time you ever saw a bear in California?
Well, if you see one, don't take a selfie with it. just
Jesus.
Just the bison.
I think the flag is actually showing the discovery of gold by the bear. So.
Oh, by the bear.
Okay. Yeah, this is a myth.
So then they shot the bear so they can get the gold.
Pretty much. Story to Native Americans. So, sorry. I'm just. They were used as slave labor in a lot of the gold mines and then just killed. It was awful. Sorry. I just get really depressed about it.
Wow, that's really cheery.
Yeah.
I know.
You want to talk about the railroads too?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can talk about that too, I suppose.
So, hey, you got any blankets with smallpox in them?
It's Westworld in real life.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. Yeah, there you go. It's real.
Hey,
world,
it seems like Westworld's actually starting to get good.
Yeah.
What do you mean starting to get good?
I was not a fan of the first two episodes. I thought it was a little too.
Oh my god.
But once you start unraveling, like what the fuck is actually happening. It's the story's been pretty awesome. But
are you not a fan because Massachusetts doesn't believe in strong women?
What?
Because first, this show is all about strong women.
Yeah, what does that do with Massachusetts?
I'm just fucking with you.
No, I think it's great. I just think that it was a an interesting start. I think that the first episode was a little off, but I'm glad to see it's picked up some steam.
You watched the fourth episode. You watched the episode last night.
I did
two nights ago.
I think it finally started to come together last night.
Yeah.
Because there's so many timelines. I think to a lot of casual viewers, it was like, what's going on? And then the Irish father-in-law kind of like, oh, I see what they're doing now. And then
Don't spoil anyone, but I thought the best scene. It's only been 14 episodes, but I said on our the Westworld podcast last night, I said the best scene in the whole series was last night with the rain and the torture and Men in Black. I don't want to spoil anyone, but that was just an amazing scene. I thought great acting. It was like a classic Western, and I just thought it was amazing.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to find that particular location, the Mexican town where they sit outside with the shots and all that where that happened, because I found three of the locations so far, because like they're all shot up in the San. It's right there above Malibu, like all those mountains right there. There's like tons of little Western sets in there.
So you're gonna stalk them?
No, because they already finished shooting. But like, it's just neat to see the locations. Be like, oh, that's cool.
They even mentioned Carlsbad, so that was cool. Mm-hmm. Carlsbad's a great place if you can afford to live there.
Hey, I wanted to give a quick shout out. Not this isn't gonna be quick, but a shout out to a service that I came across over the last couple of weeks. This next thing I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna try and keep it as brief as possible because I know this does not apply to everybody who listens, but many of you guys have seen me either on the live show or in person. I vape, right? So I vape on a e-liquid. So it's a no tobacco, nicotine substitute, tons of great flavors and cool vapor stuff. So anyway, I came across these guys. They're based out of Richmond, Virginia. And they're called Vape the Game. And if anybody who's listening is someone who vapes, I want you guys to check these guys out because it's actually quite a lot of fun and a really good deal. So these guys down in Richmond, they run this show called Vape the Game. They're also part of ejuicedeals.com. But what they do is this: every Sunday and Wednesday, they have a show called Vape the Game, in which before the show starts, you can buy in and buy chips. Essentially, you can buy like $15 a chip or whatever it is. And they put all the people who buy chips into like this drawing. They do like a live show on Facebook, and they give away tons of stuff, like tons and tons of stuff. And for anybody who's listening who does vape, it's a huge value. Because, for instance, you spend $15 on a chip and they roll it together with everybody else. People are winning like these mods like I have here, which is the thing that holds the batteries and fires off the
actual thing. Does everybody win something?
Yeah. So if you play, you win. So here's how it works. Like they give out, they have a limited number of prizes. It's a ton of prizes, tons of stuff from like liquid to coils to tanks to everything. And everybody is guaranteed to win the value in which they've, at least the value in which they've paid up. So, for instance, I spent money on chips the other day, and my name didn't get called, but I got that same value plus $5 in an online voucher for their online store for e-liquid.
Well, how are they making money? Because it doesn't cost them $15 for the product?
Absolutely, yeah. So they're distributors and they're wholesalers, and they're getting sponsorships from other companies when they bring stuff in as well. And it's just a way to promote these other companies that sponsor them and do all this type of stuff. It's incredible. Like it's an incredible business model that was. I'm just kind of like watching it all unravel, being like, wow, these guys are smart. They really kind of stumbled across this really great idea. So the best part about it is if you join in and play, you don't lose. You get at least the value of what you paid back in credit towards buying something from their website. But I've played in a couple different games and I've won a couple different bottles of juice. And I won some mystery box, which I don't know the contents of, but it's being shipped out to me.
It's right behind you.
Yeah, right. No, the shelves are still behind me. But really cool stuff. Vape the Game. They're on Facebook. You can check it out if you're interested. I know that I think Chris Drake. I might. Oh no, he only dabs. Or maybe he vapes. I'm not quite sure. But if anybody else is listening, I don't know. He does? Great. So anybody who might be listening who we don't know from the chat, there's probably a few vapers out there. It's definitely worth a look. Check out their videos on Wednesdays and Friday and Sunday nights. At the very least, have a look to see if something you might be interested in. But you can't lose if you jump in and play it. So it's a great deal.
How many people do they have online that are buying $15 worth of stuff?
So there was in the last show I watched, I think it was over 100 people that were watching live. And I would venture a guess that many people were those people actually also bought in. And the chips were going for like $15 a piece.
So is it people? Sorry, I got a peanut stuck in my throat.
Sorry.
Is there only, I said peanut.
What did you say?
I said peanut.
No, I heard penis. And I think it's a lot better if we just keep it that way.
Anyway, whatever I got stuck in my throat. So so there's 100 people live. Are there people that have bought stuff that aren't actually attending, aren't listening to the show at that point? Could there be like 100 people that aren't even so like they could have 200-300 people that are actually?
Yeah, potentially. Okay. So you don't have to watch to win, because they do all the chips. You buy them through like a Shopify storefront, and then they have all of your shipping information on there too. So they'll just match up the prize with your address and mail it out to you. It's totally cool. I mean, I think there's like a whole like dawn of like Facebook Live giveaway shows, and this is kind of like along the same lines. But I was just impressed of like how everybody who's involved in it has a blast. They've got like a special Facebook group set up, the Players Lounge they call it. People who go on there and talk about what they're using for the products, et cetera, et cetera. It's just a cool group, and I wanted to share with you guys because I liked it so much. I mean, I don't like to plug things that I don't enjoy myself, but I thought it was just a really cool, really cool setup. So the guy who hosts the show, Joe, the guys are Riot. I think they really kind of blew up in popularity really quickly. So they had to quickly adapt to make a show that was not going to be a 4-hour show. But they do a really nice job of kind of keeping the flow of the game going to about 2 hours long or so. But yeah, it's just a lot of fun. I enjoyed it, and it's a good deal. So anybody out there who might be interested and taking part, check them out.
Sounds pretty smart too.
Yeah, very, very smart. It was very, very cool setup.
We can post. We'll post a link in our Facebook page.
Yeah, absolutely.
Under our show notes. That's an incredible idea. I like it. I might have to steal it.
Jack, I know. I was trying to think of how can we steal the idea and do something similar. Yeah,
exactly.
And Jack, I know you like to vape penis. So I think you can probably get in on the ground floor with this
vaping penis. You think that?
Just saying,
Hey, anything
you
for
were
a
coughing
buck.
Earlier, so I can only assume that
it was gagging. It was more like.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
All right. So, hey, real quick, before let's move away from the penis chatter. I wanted to share
chat. It's a peanut.
I need to share a quick story. Unrelated to vaping, as like my brother would like to call me out on this, but this is unrelated to vaping. But we've talked about this before on the show. I've tried some different things to help cure snoring, to no avail. So,
what about the other product? I thought that was working.
Yeah, not so much.
Okay.
Anywho, so I have taken the next logical and responsible step, and I have starting to seek medical attention for my sleep patterns. Right. So, I'm not sure if I have sleep apnea. I don't know if I do. My wife doesn't give me long enough snoring to check and see whether or not if I'm breathing or not. She typically kicks me and jabs me throughout the night. So I went to the doctor's about a month ago to get checked out by a kind of like an ear, nose, and throat sleep specialist. And they had me get set up to do an at-home sleep test. So I don't know if anyone out there has done this before, but for those folks who are alive, you're about to see this. But here's a picture. Last night, so I had to go to the doctor's around 7:45 p.m. last night to get set up for the sleep test. And now the sleep test is a bunch of sensors and monitors they attach to you that you wear to bed that you have to, it'll kind of monitor your breathing patterns, your oxygen levels, airflow, etc. So I go and I get set up, and the woman looks at me and she goes, "Oh yeah, you know, I would advise not driving fast because you don't want to get pulled over when you're wearing this, and you definitely don't want to get out of your car and go anywhere when you're wearing it because they might think something's up." So here's a picture of me last night, hooked up with like this crazy strapped vest with all these wires coming out of my chest and things going across my face.
Did they have like an IV in you too?
No IV. It's all those tubes.
If you got pulled over, you just say, "I'm a smoker."
I know, right? It's like, it was one of those things where it's like, dude, like people might think I have like a bomb strapped to my chest or something. But
no, you had the Captain America shirt on. Clearly,
yeah,
you know, this isn't Homeland.
Exactly. So it was crazy. So I went to bed wearing this thing last night, and I ended up trading beds with my daughter. I had my daughter sleep in my bed and me sleep in her room, so I wouldn't get interrupted by my wife. But so yeah, I had to wear that thing, and it monitors overnight. So it has all like 750 pages of data that they get from this thing, and I'll get some results back from it probably the next couple of weeks.
Now, like I tend to sleep on my chest. So were you forced to be on your back or side the whole night?
Yeah, that was kind of difficult. I'm not a stomach sleeper. I'm definitely a side / back sleeper.
Okay.
But when I was sleeping on my back, I could totally feel everything going on. Like it was just weird. So I ended up sleeping on my side and it was fine. But yeah, so if the results come back, I might need to I might have to get a CPAP machine. Which is kind of crazy. But
is that thing that goes over your face?
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom's husband has one of those. It's pretty it works, but he doesn't like wearing it cuz he can't sleep with it.
Yeah, I've got a couple of friends who have them. They say it's
hell too.
It's a weird adjustment period to wearing it, but everybody who uses one say that it improves their sleep tremendously.
Oh, it does, but I guess he just can't stand the huge mask and the hose and everything else.
Well, they make them much, much smaller now. So I don't know how long he's been using it, but
I don't. He got this about 10 years ago, I guess.
Yeah, they were showing me a couple different models I potentially would use, and there's some that are you know fairly small, and the actual box itself is like the size of a shoebox. It sits on your dresser. But
JP brings up a good point. So like, if you get the mask, are you going to pretend you're Bane the whole time?
Oh, you're damn right. I'm going to. There's no way in hell there's not going to be a Bane video of me.
Oh, no more apnea.
I think there's a whole market right there, you know, as more people deal with these breathing devices, market them to so that you can be there's Bane.
There's your business that you can be.
You can be Darth Vader, you know, like
yeah,
there's
for sure.
All different themes here that you can go with. I'm trying to think of other breathable people that are really cool.
You mean people that struggle to breathe? Is that what you're saying?
Well, just with the cool device, you know, like there's got to be the caterpillar maybe from Alice in Wonderland. There could be some kind of hookah thing, you know, that kind
of new top 10 list of what characters Chris can be.
Oh, I dig it.
Ah, that's nice.
I dig it.
Hey, do you have a top 10 list, Matt?
No,
Top 10, yes, top 10, you do.
No, I don't. I really don't.
Oh, you had what? You had one when you were guesting on the broadcast, but I guess you can't have one for your show.
Ooh.
Oh,
he is the new Jay, isn't he?
Yeah, I guess we'll just start calling you Jay.
Wait, what the fuck? You brought a list to the broadcast, but you're denying us?
No, it was a live. It was a live thing. I put it
this,
together.
This is live.
This is live.
Yeah, but I had like a little bit of a.
I.
You love to throw that in my face. That's your equivalent of a Jay Wine voice. Is the I.
I. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm just saying
it goes with Eichhoff, which is my last name. So, no, I did not have a list prepared tonight. Top 10 ways you can break your arm. So, I didn't prepare.
Well, that's great. That's great.
Sorry, we got plenty to talk about.
Ooh, Dennis Hopper in Blue Velvet. Yeah, good one, Drake. So, and
what?
Drake in the chat said Dennis Hopper in Blue Velvet. That'd be another cool mask.
Oh, okay. So, I was like, he died. I was thinking he died a while ago. Why are we bringing him up?
Oh,
Randy asks in the chat, could you combine vaping with the breathing mask? I go, technically, that's actually what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the the breathing mask or the CPAP machine, actually you fill the machine up with water and it does actually put like a,
so that would save time.
Yeah.
You can just vape while you're sleeping.
I could.
I like that. That's great.
I could drop a little THC oil inside the thing. That'd be amazing.
Sleep a good 10 hours without being kicked.
Yeah, I'll right. Sleep a good 30 hours if I do that right. Are you kidding me?
That's one of those like weird fears that I'd have. Like, what if your whole life you've never slept correctly and then all of a sudden it's just weird. Like,
well, so that's what it's like for a lot of people, yeah. Right? So a lot of people who don't realize, they don't know that they have like sleep deprivation because of how they are or are not breathing, right? And it's funny, like now I'm reading the symptoms of it and I'm thinking more and more like, shoot, I might have this. Like some of the like the middle of the day, like I'm like exhausted, like yawning, right? And then like at 11:30 in the morning, I'm like crushing yawns, right, as I walk through the work. And then the other day, like this has happened more than once, and this is where it gets a little scary, which I'm glad I'm having things looked at. And why now I grab a soda or I make some G Fuel like energy drink before I leave work. But there's been times where I've been like driving home from work and just like totally like dozing, and it terrified me. Like one day I was coming home from work and I was going on the on ramp or an off ramp. I can't remember which it was. But like, I totally just like misjudged it completely. Cause I wasn't even like paying attention. I wasn't really clear and I was very drowsy. And I bumped the curb as I'm doing like 35 miles an hour on a ramp, scared the piss out of me, you know? And it's one of those things where like, I'm like, Jesus Christ. I mean, I could probably kill myself driving if this is an issue. I mean, if it's not, then I just need to get more sleep. But yeah, I mean, combine that with the saving myself and saving my marriage from snoring. Why not?
My wife thinks I have it because she's always thinking she goes, sometimes it doesn't sound like I'm breathing when I'm sleeping.
Yeah, that's apnea.
And so the other day we came back from New York. I finally went to sleep about 7:30 in the morning. So I'm sleeping straight. I just actually slept straight through. First time in like 2 weeks. I just had trouble sleeping all the time. Well, she scared the shit out of me because she thought I wasn't breathing. Jack! I wake up, what? And she goes, oh, I wasn't sure if you were breathing or not. Well, so she almost made me, I almost had a stroke because she wanted to make sure I was breathing.
If you violently jerk in the middle, not, well,
That's before bed, dude.
Yeah, before bed. If you not at the beginning.
It does help. It does help you go to sleep, though.
Yeah. Well, not when you're first going to sleep, when you, like startled yourself, because that's like falling asleep too rapidly. Your body's shutting down from being tired. But like in the middle of the night, if your body is jerking to wake yourself up, that's usually your body saying you're not breathing.
Yeah.
At least the few people I know who've actually had the surgery to get the whatever it's called, the flap in your throat removed or sized down so they can breathe,
or get the peanut out of your throat.
I was actually, and Nick, I'm glad you brought that up. I was actually talking to my doctor about that, and because my father had that surgery, they actually go and they laser cut that little flap in your throat, and they say that they actually don't do that anymore.
Oh, really?
Because they found that it was not nearly as effective as they thought it was. Which is kind of crazy, right? So, I mean, like my father had that done, and it was like the most painful recovery that he had to go through. And I guess the studies have shown that the benefits don't outweigh the risk anymore of having that surgery.
How long did the recovery take?
It was probably like a few weeks. And I remember he was prescribed liquid Demerol. Now, for all those Wikipedia stars out there, if you look that up, Demerol, I believe, is like a controlled substance. It's like like a narcotic. And I just remember him being in such pain, like such pain to have that done. And they say that the therapy of like CPAP is right now is the most effective and least invasive treatments for it.
Yeah, I think I'll pass on the surgery.
But Jack, if she's saying you're not breathing, You should definitely get it checked out. Go get have someone look at it.
Yeah,
do a test.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Or she's just setting that this whole thing up as like a big long.
Yeah, con. Yeah. He wasn't breathing. I don't know what happened.
See, here's the thing I'm excited about. I mean, Nick, I think you're right. Like, what if all this time I never knew what real sleep was like? I'm gonna wake up the next morning after using a CPAP machine and be like Captain Fucking America, like ready to take on the world.
That would just blow my mind though, because you know we're all except for Jack, we're all near 40, and I can think about like for 40 years I've been sleeping wrong, and then all of a sudden like. Holy cow! Like that would just
be so fucking amazing.
It's like so many things people have done wrong their whole lives, and they realize like you know like people I know who get steaks well done, or you want to slap them, you know, and then it's like and they try one for the first time, medium rare, and they're like,
"Oh my god!" My god.
But you know, it's just like welcome to the real world.
Exactly.
In the future, we're all going to be like hanging upside down like bats with these apnea machines strapped to us, you know, in some kind of like weird pod.
Dude, we're already there. We're in the Matrix right now.
You know? For sure.
This is a shitty version of the Matrix, let me tell you that much.
it's the part of the Matrix where they have to dwindle down the population for population control. That's where we're in. So
okay, great. That's a good
Hey, speaking of the Matrix.
You gotta think positively.
Mm. Remember that book review I gave you guys? Was it last week?
Yes.
Was it last week?
Yeah, I remember.
You talked about two books, yes.
Off to Be the Wizard?
Yes.
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 Yeah, so mm-hmm. I finished the first book. I finished the second book, and I was delighted to find out and not realize that it's like a 4 or 5 book series.
Oh, wow.
So I'm now in the middle of the third book, and it's still great. So
you listen to these books when you're driving?
Yeah, it's my commute.
And they're so good that you almost drove off the road?
Well, I... Yes, Jack.
Wait, what is the third book called? The Wiz?
Hold
on. Just curious.
I got it, Matt.
It's okay, thanks.
An Unwelcome Quest.
I got it too.
Just, okay. Oh, okay. All right.
I missed it. What was it?
The Wiz.
He said, what's the third book called? The Wiz?
So,
The Wiz.
Nobody beats The Wiz?
1978.
Michael Jackson, Diana Ross.
Oh. You know,
The Wiz.
Like The Wiz.
Hee
hee. Yeah, movie. Check it out. You know, it's a really good movie. I'd put it right below, a couple spots below Dune.
Wow.
So, anyway.
Nice.
Speaking of 80s things.
Yeah.
Shouldn't we talk about a little Cobra Kai?
Cobra Kai. Oh.
Cobra Kai Corner.
So, Nick, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
And this will have spoilers in it for anyone that's listening. We already got it. So, you know.
Cobra Kai spoilers incoming. So, Nick,
mm-hmm.
the giddy review that I gave without trying to spoil anything to get you to watch it, how accurate was I?
Yeah, I mean, I loved it. The only issue I had was with the last episode, which we can get into later. But I loved it. I mean, I was Team Johnny all the way.
100%.
Yeah. I loved everywhere they were going with the character development. I loved the political incorrectness of Johnny. Like,
oh,
one of my,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
One of blatant. My favorite things.
Hey, Lip.
Yeah, hey, Lip. It's one of those things you're already kind of like in that scene. It's like when he's talking to Lip/Hawk, and he's like, and like one of them is like, dude, I think something's wrong with him. He's like, is something wrong with you? And he's like, I'm on the spectrum. Well, I'd find a way to get off of it.
You know, it's funny. It was on PC.
Yeah.
But he gave him advice that actually, well, for a while, he went too far.
Yeah.
Hawk went a little nuts. But at the time, he went from that shy and you know guy who just didn't want to be around to the Hawk. He had a purpose.
He had it figured out pretty quick, you know. And, Brian brings up a good point. It's already gotten renewed for season 2, so I'm pretty psyched. You know, my only issue was with just nothing with how the writing went or anything. It was just in how the last episode you had the steady progression of these geeky kids becoming more confident and becoming, you know, and you think Johnny's doing the right thing, even though he's doing it in the wrong way at times.
Right.
To the last episode, you have these kids being badasses in the ring and they're being unsportsmanlike. It's like, where did this role reversal come to where all of a sudden they're not sportsmen anymore? They're being mean.
I see what you're saying, but I think it's because for their whole life they've been pissed on, kicked on, shit on, I mean, whatever you want to say. And finally, they were the tough ones. They were the ones that could give out the punishment. And I think it's just bent up, you know, the frustration of being, you know, bullied your whole life. And now you're the one that says, all right, I'm going to fuck you up.
Well, it's things like, yeah, I mean, I totally get that too. But it's like the girl who, you know, you like, you know, from the very beginning, the one they make fun of being a little big.
The one whose dad played for the San Diego Chargers?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
El Pueblo.
Chargers. No, that's the LA Chargers.
The LA Chargers. Okay.
She played. His dad played for the San Diego Chargers.
Like, I felt like when as soon as she lost and she showed out like that, like Johnny should have grabbed her, you know, like any coach would have, and been like, "No, like you lost, you did your best, deal with it," you know. And
well, I don't think he wasn't able to. He was going through a learning experience. He didn't know how to. He wasn't taught. So he knew that what they were doing was wrong, but I don't think he knew how to handle it. His way of handling it was always, you know, hey, lip, hey, dumbass, hey, you know, what he was calling, hey, virgin, whatever he could use to insult people was his way of doing it. So when they stormed off, he didn't know how to handle it. Plus, his son is staring at him, too.
That was my other issue, was that I always felt that his son's training was way behind with the Cobra Kai's training, and all of a sudden he comes in and he's like the best fighter in there. And you're like, wait a minute, how did this happen?
Cause it's Mr. Miyagi. Yeah. And he had the bloodline.
That's true.
All right. So,
and then JP brings up a good point too, as well, but that's just because that's this thing with the show, JP. But, you know, why does it, these two guys, their entire lives revolve around these 2 months, 30 years ago. It's like, well,
because that's what it is. I mean, that was their glory. I thought it was excellent. I actually thought that who's the guy that plays Johnny?
William Zabka.
Yeah,
I thought he did a better job acting than Ralph Macchio.
Yeah, I did too. I agree. Yeah, he did a good.
I don't know if he just had the better lines or the better scenes, but you do feel bad. You look at his backstory, and I still don't believe that he wasn't the innocent victim in the Real Karate Kid. But
no. What episode is that? Like 8? 7 or 8, where he actually tells the main kid,
yeah,
you know, like every his point of view of how they're
rich. So sit there, mind my business, rolling a joint.
Oh my god, like it's totally like
they put a guard nose on me for no reason.
And so I'm just scared. I'm defending myself, right? And all of a sudden, this guy jumps us and beats up me and my boys.
So like that, it was like that 45 second conversation that totally aligned the show with the conspiracy theories of YouTube.
Yeah,
it was brilliant. It was so good.
It was. I think I watched the last 6 episodes before we went to that night before we went to New York. I said, I'm just going to power through these. I said, it was excellent. I was like, when it was the last episode, oh, come on. I need more episodes.
Yeah.
It was that good. I was shocked. It was so good. I mean, there's some parts you're going to go. I love the part where they're in the car where he's test driving the car and REO Speedwagon comes on.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I know that's from Tommy Boy.
You like Speedwagon?
No, you know the wagon.
Really, dude.
Anyway, who doesn't like the wagon? And he goes,
you want to change it?
No, you like it. Then they're singing it. I guess it's from Tommy Boy, but it was funny how it was done.
You definitely didn't start going.
And young Johnny's taste in music gets in and puts his little Walkman and he's playing some Boston.
Oh yeah,
way to go, Johnny!
What was that? Is it episode 2 or 3? You know, where the kid comes in, and he's listening, and his ringtone's Rat. And he's like, is that Rat on your phone? He's like, yeah. I was looking at all those old bands, like Guns N' Roses. Like, holy cow! Like,
it's awesome. It's so good. But yeah, going back to like the political correctness or lack thereof, it was just awesome. There's like so much stuff that was in there that you don't see on TV shows.
No.
Today, right. Like when they're sitting there and she's like, I'm so nervous. Like when they go to the competition and the kid's grandmother's like, yeah, I smoked a joint before coming in here.
What? No, see, I think she said, why are you so relaxed? I smoked a joint when I came in here. It was funny. And the mom that was, she was the crazy mom that the kid had won the year before, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
And he gets up and gives that life speech about, you know, how we get all pulled together. I just thought it was just great. You know, I thought it was excellent. I think I recommend anybody who hasn't seen it. I don't think you have to watch The Karate Kid have seen it to enjoy it.
I mean, it's basically the same story.
Because they do enough flashbacks where you can get a grasp for what happened in the movie.
But hold on a second. If you haven't seen Karate Kid, like, go see Karate Kid. Like, that's a movie that you need to see.
Yeah, you don't even need to watch part two or part three. Just watch the original.
Yeah, watch the original.
Maybe part two. Part two is fun.
Part two is, it's ups. I mean, ups and downs.
That's what he said in Japan, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okinawa.
Anyway.
I met a guy years ago. Well, a couple years ago. He was one of the graduate students when I was in grad school. And he's like, he came up to me. He's like, oh, I'm from Japan. I was like, are you from Okinawa? And he's like, how'd you know?
It's the one place I know.
I just sensed it, you know?
Yes, sensei.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I like the part where they're punched. You keep flinching. You all flinch.
I got a class full of flinchers. Yes. So he makes that girl punch him in the face.
He makes everyone punch him. He makes everyone punch him in the face. And he goes, "What? Do we have any bleeders out there?"
Yeah.
Goes, yeah, we got a few.
Yeah, there's a lot of blood actually.
There's blood everywhere. But that's what this is about.
That reminded me of when I was coaching hockey, and I had this kid who just would every time he was coming in for a check, he would duck, and I go, "Look, you're gonna get hurt more if you try and avoid the check. You have to learn how to take the check." And I go, "You need to learn how to skate with your head up." So I took one of my kids, one of the better kids. I said, "When he comes across the middle, just rock him. Just take him out. Just take him out." When he comes across it, and he just nails him, and the kid's just laying there. I go, "Oh crap! I think he killed him." So I'm like, "I go over there." I go, "What?" I go, "Did you learn anything?" I go, "Start skating with my head up." I go, "There, get up." So I walked away going,
"That made me think of The Longest Yard. I think I broke his fucking neck."
I did.
So JP in the chat says, "I wish they went into Daniel and Miyagi's relationship after the last movie a little more. I wanted to know how close they were still up until Miyagi's death." Yeah. I can appreciate that. But fuck that. That would have been a boring ass show. Like this, like the way they did it was awesome. Like, I can totally get it. There's a love for the original movie. There's a place in everyone's heart for like the real or the fake hero of that flick.
fake hero.
Yeah, he wasn't.
He was the bully. He even admits in the show. I was always a hothead. He even admits it in the show.
No, I've watched that video. Bullshit.
As for how they made Cobra Kai, I am so pleased with how they took an idea and they ran with it. And I was watching a few interviews of Johnny William Zabka, I think his name is, and Ralph Macchio about making the show. And they were telling me, they were saying. And they also did an interview with someone who we have not yet mentioned yet. And I don't think we should for this review. I think we should leave the final scenes to be viewed. Okay. But they're interviewing a few different people. And they're talking about how the creators were such Karate Kid nerds. Right?
Yeah, like, I saw that, yeah.
And how this was their Star Wars, right? And that's like the best way they could describe it is how they had such a love for the old school movies and had such a love for the story and the characters that made the writing for a show like this to be as successful as it was. And dude, this show relies heavy, heavy on the writing because you're not banking on the actors. Like you're not banking on an all-star performance, right?
Well, Ed Asner, who I thought plays a great asshole.
He's such a prick. But, oh, that one line too. That one line. What did Johnny say as he's walking away from his dad? Like when he hands him the money.
Oh, that's all you ever had to give.
And he goes, "Yeah." Oh my god, I was like, "Damn, burn!" Like he's been waiting to say that thing for like 30 years. But anyways, yeah. So like the love for the movie, the love for the story, the love for the Karate Kid, and it was completely apparent in the writing of the show. And if it weren't for the writers, this show would have been exactly what we thought it was going to be.
Some cornball show.
Yeah, like some cornball show. So hat tip to everyone who was involved in making this, because it was, I enjoyed every second of that series, and I can't wait for season two to start.
Yeah, I didn't, not to spoil, like you said, like the final scene, but it does make me worried though for next season with Johnny, because Johnny, to me, even though he hasn't made the right decisions in the series, you feel that he's going on a positive projection, and I'm really worried what's going to happen.
I already have a theory on how it's going to go, but I don't want to spoil anyone because I will spoil how the ending was.
No.
So I don't want to spoil anyone that. But I did watch something with Elizabeth Shue.
Oh, that'd be nice.
She was on Rich Eisen, and I don't know how long ago this was, but she was talking about the Karate Kid, mm-hmm. and you know, her hobbies growing. She goes, you know, I was, because her brother played professional soccer. He was a professional soccer player. And she was like going, yeah, I actually had to bring my talent down so I wouldn't show up Ralph Macchio. Because I was a better soccer player than him, and I go, be honest with you, I never saw him as the karate. I could have kicked his ass. so if you do Elizabeth Shue with on Rich Eisen's show, and it's hilarious because she just basically she talks about a little behind the scenes stuff. But it was a good little interview. But yeah, I highly recommend Cobra Kai.
Yeah, so like, they did. I thought he would acknowledge that because, you know, at the very beginning of part two. You know, they've broken up, which has happened pretty much right after the tournament. And it's because she met some college guy, you know, because Daniel didn't go to college right after. He couldn't afford it or something like that. So that's why he goes to Okinawa. And as he's going, he's like, you know, oh, she broke up because she met some college guy and she's cheating on me. And you're like, oh, what a bitch, you know?
Yeah.
But a lot of people forget that because it's just like a one-liner at the very beginning of the movie to excuse her absence.
Man, I loved her so much.
Well, yeah, she was.
I had the biggest crush on her.
Cocktail. She's in that. And then,
but then you see her.
She talks about that too.
The last thing I remember seeing her in was in The Saint, which came out in 97 with Val Kilmer.
So I remember seeing her in Hollow Man.
Yeah, Hollow Man, yeah.
And she's like a MILF in Hollow Man. Awesome.
Chris Barnes. I kind of wouldn't want that. JP saying supposedly Chris Barnes from part three is coming back in the next season, which I kind of don't acknowledge part three because a lot of people didn't want to see a dark Daniel, which is what it was. Like Mr. Miyagi doesn't want to train him, you know, until he goes to the other guy and he like breaks wooden statues and is bullying people.
Oh, I remember that. I don't think I've only seen that one once.
Yeah, because it's not that good.
He starts drinking.
Yeah.
And then he tells that kid to buzz off. And I don't know.
JP did tell me a really good fun fact, I think this morning or yesterday, about part three, which I didn't even think about because it was made in 1990 or in 89. The reason why Daniel did not have a love interest in part three. It's because there is a girl in it. She was 17.
He was like 60.
Yeah. Wow.
Johnny had been okay with that.
Wait, what, wasn't that? What's her, wait, who was the girl from part three?
I just remember that she was a little redhead. That's all I remember about it. I've only seen it a few times.
Oh, I know she. I know exactly who you're talking about, but I don't know who she is.
So if she was just 2 years older, then everything would have been fine. They could have wrote the romance and stuff.
Probably,
like
yeah. With consent.
With consent. Yeah. Well, I'm just, you know, there is a precedence for, you know, older actors, you know.
Oh my goodness.
What?
Do you want to feel old?
Too late.
So, all right. It was Robin Lively, who's currently 46.
That makes sense.
But she was underage for Karate Kid 3.
Yeah.
What has she done since?
Let's see. Not much. Oh, Doogie Howser, Twin Peaks, Chicago Hope.
There's a lot of people like
NCIS,
that.
NCIS, Jag.
Know, like that cute girl that was in
Superman, Margot Kidder.
Yeah. Well, that's true, though. She didn't do a whole lot after that. But I always think of the girl that was in.
I just had to mention her because, you know.
I was thinking
she passed away.
Yes.
Like the girl that was the main girl in The Goonies. Like she only did that and Summer Rennell.
I loved her too. Andy.
Yeah. And then, yeah, Andy. Yeah. And then
she's also in that movie with, Lucas.
Lucas. Yeah. Like she's only in.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's the girl that was the cute girl that was in The Great Outdoors that was the oldest kid's love interest. And she was in that and like The Boy in the Bubble. And like she only did like two movies. And you're like, those were like really cute young 80s actresses. And then that was it.
Maybe they just didn't want to do it. Maybe they get tired. You know, you never know. Mm-hmm. It's like the girl that was in Caddyshack and Animal House. She was the love interest in Caddyshack for Danny Noonan.
Oh, right.
I didn't know. Oh, yeah.
I mean, she didn't do anything else after, I think, Caddyshack.
So Brian in the chat says, Jesus, JP, why don't you and Karate Kid get a room? Because JP is dropping some serious Karate Kid knowledge on people right now. Like he's got.
I can't get the chat, so I'll.
Yeah, it's good. JP, you should do Cobra Kai podcast.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like us. Though. I mean, he's being us, like with Star Wars, though.
For sure.
Like, yeah. I guarantee, sure. If someone saw my Star Wars and they were like getting stuff wrong, I'd be like, "No, it was this."
I respect it though. See, JP is the purist. I kind of shat on his idea earlier, but that's because he's a Karate Kid purist. There's nothing wrong with that. Get a room.
So there's another show that we needed to talk about though.
Yes,
we have to talk the Patreon. Actually, not the listeners voted on us doing a review of Lost in Space on Netflix.
Or Lost in Penis.
Hold the penis. Yeah.
Hold the penis. Hold the lettuce. Anyway.
Penis in translation. Anyone?
Special orders do upset us.
So Lost in Space, guys. So have we all watched it?
I just watched the first episode.
I've watched every single episode.
I've watched it from front to back.
I will get to it though.
Top to team.
Well, the listeners did vote on it, so
just trying to throw some more cuss words in over here. Just don't mind.
Because you sat there during the whole Cobra Kai going, I wish I could just swear something.
So Matt, I wish I could just say fucking something, but I can't because I don't have anything to say.
Did you watch Cobra Kai though, Matt?
I have not. I just haven't had a chance to.
It's free. It's free.
However, I did do my duty as a Jay and Jack listener, podcaster / extraordinaire, and I binge watched the rest of Lost in Space because I was like, oh shit, we got to talk about this fucking crap. And so I watched the rest of the
fucking crap. Episodes. All right, let's start with Matt.
I'm just bitching to bitch. I didn't say that it's not really fucking crap. I didn't really find.
Well,
did
you like it? Did you?
Except for the like the kid at the. Okay, Nick. Just
that's fine. Wanna... Go ahead.
I just didn't like the last like little bit with the kid. Like he says something.
Will?
Like, yeah.
Will Robinson?
Like, yeah.
How could you hate Will Robinson?
No, I liked the kid. I just didn't like the last thing that he said, and I don't know if they just wanted to give him the last line, but I just thought that part. I know it's a weird thing to point out, but I thought the last note
that,
was
that, like, that last line in the first season.
So. I kind of suspected how it was going to end, though. The whole plot to the end part.
Seeing as I did my homework like weeks ago, can you please refresh me with the last line?
Yeah, I haven't seen it for a month.
He says, "Danger." He says, "Fucking danger." I mean, Lyric, really, it doesn't relate to anything. Really.
Johnny Dangerously.
Was there stranger before danger?
No. No. Danger, Will Robinson. Danger. He's the one that he's like, I get to say danger.
All right. I know I'm old enough, but how many of you guys watched the original series?
I did.
All right. So we've all seen the original series.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How did you guys think how they tied the original series? I mean, this series into the original series, how they kind of combined it, the stories, yeah. Mixing it up a little bit.
I mean, like you know, because I've only seen the first episode, I knew automatically the robot was the robot. I was like, oh, like, so that didn't, they kind of made it scary at first.
Well, in the original, the robot the first episode is a bad robot because that's what he's been programmed to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I did
kill the Robinson family.
I my opinion, I liked the pilot. It wasn't perfect, but I did like. I liked the actor, the dad, because he was in Black Sails and did a great job.
That's who it was. I had to figure it out.
I had to look it up. I go, who is this guy?
Yeah,
he grew on me actually.
He did. Yeah, totally. Like, so my biggest criticism when we first started talking about this was like, I just didn't get the whole dynamic of the family. And yes. I think that was by design, as you kind of realize throughout, like, I didn't like him. Yeah, I really didn't.
I didn't care if he lives, if he dies, he dies.
I don't think you were supposed to like him in the beginning.
Yeah. It didn't feel like a family. Exactly. Like, I felt like they were just individual people on a mission. I was like, why do they hate everybody? Like, why are they arguing?
But that was kind of, I guess, his journey, though.
Right.
So.
Because in the original series, the lead actor was played Zorro. Drawing a blank on his name. He was supposed to be the star of the show. When the show started, he was supposed to be the star, but then when the audience grew to like Will, the robot, and Dr. Smith. So they all the scenes really revolved around them and not the other actors. So he just kind of had to, you know, he just came and cashed his check. But it didn't work out.
I was just finishing the thought.
He just came and cashed his check.
I had to. It was a lost note.
Danger, was like Jack Clackfunter.
Was like Fecker. Well, did I get stuck there? Anyway, he was supposed to be the star, but the stars were the robot, the kid, Will Robinson, and Dr. Smith. Anyway, but I do like how, and like most shows, like Westworld, it's the women are the stronger characters in the show.
Yeah, now Brian says he doesn't like Dr. Smith, or he didn't like Dr. Smith. What did you guys think of Dr. Smith?
What, this Dr. Smith?
Yeah, this Dr. Smith.
I think she plays Dr. Smith perfectly.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. I think that she plays a character that you hate.
Yeah.
I've always loved Parker Posey, so I was like, she kind of was a hook for me, like to keep going with the show. I was like, I like her, and I'll keep going.
So
like
it's polar opposite in my opinion, because Parker Posey to me was always that annoying chick from Dazed and Confused, and so I never liked her after that. And
I don't know. She's just a girl that's kind of my type.
She sucked
know.
Superman.
I could put up with a lot, all right? She was
like the original Dr. Smith. You were supposed to hate him.
Yeah.
But you liked him. And in this one, I think it was similar. You wanted to like her, but you also had to go, okay, she's a pain in the ass.
Listen, freshman bitches.
Array.
Sorry.
But in this show, the women, instead of being just the eye candy or just in the original where they just served the men the food, they actually have an important role in this.
Yeah, I mean I think that's the trend, though.
Some
shows are doing it really well of writing in very strong, confident, smart women, and I like it. Like Game of Thrones does it, even though Game of Thrones catches a lot of shit too for saying like there's not enough strong women. I was like, it's all fucking strong women. Are you serious?
Yes.
But then there's definitely some shows that don't. But yeah, exactly. Everything that's coming out now, I do like it. You're getting a good mix of strong women.
I think maybe it started with Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, yeah. I agree too. Yeah,
because the women on that show, I mean, literally were.
Yeah, you had a strong female president. Number six was a strong independent.
Starbuck.
Yeah, Starbuck. Yeah.
So it was because when I first started watching the show, I go, come on, Starbuck's a girl. Come on now.
But the way they wrote her character drew me in and kept me interested. And at least with the Dr. Smith, I always kind of wondered, like, oh, how's she going to get out of this jam? Or, like, what is she going to do with, you know, when this happens? And so.
But she did it.
But she did it, yeah. So, spoilers. Sorry, Nick. She did it.
Well, I don't think it's really spoiling it. I mean, he knew she was going to come back, but. I just like the whole concept of the show, but I was the whole time going, wait, they're not lost in space, though. At least not alone, but at the end. That's all I'm going to say because I don't want to spoil Nick.
Mm. Yeah, I'll try to knock it out this weekend.
Well, would you, okay, Chris, would you recommend this to the, our listeners at home?
Absolutely. I mean, I was a naysayer after watching the first episode, but I was wrong. I was absolutely wrong. I think that it's interesting, Jack, as you mentioned before, like kind of like the differences between the biggest major difference between the original Lost in Space and this is the woman dynamic. There's no question about it, right? So I think they did a really good job.
There's no rape in this one. So,
well, you don't have people people walking around in funny costumes either.
Yeah. In this one. But I mean there's badass kicks in this show. I mean that's the end of it. I mean they are the ones that progress the story. They are the ones like the father who you think is like the like if you're a fan of the original one, the father was like the yeah, he's the guy that made it happen, right? He's the army general or whatever the hell he was. But he's almost inconsequential in this series. Like he's there like more his character is there more to repair his relationship with his family.
Right, exactly.
Than to do anything as far as like help the help them move forward. But it's the daughters that are and his wife that are the complete badasses of the show and that are the ones that actually get them to progress and save the day, but also preserve a second season.
And they, Jack's right. They're not relegated to just making sandwiches.
Exactly. So
they actually have some trauma. And at one point, I'm kind of wondering the relationship between one of the daughters, because I'm like, aren't you kind of young for this guy? But I think that they're setting those two up.
For Don? Well, you remember in the original, they were Don and Julie. Judy.
Judy.
They were, I mean, they never really showed it.
Or was it Julie or Judy?
It's Judy.
Judy, okay.
So they never really showed it, but I mean, you knew that they were hot for each other. But this one, I looked it up, that the actress plays, she looks young. Because my wife was watching, goes, isn't she a little young for him? I go, well, she's got to be older than what and she's like 23, 24, so.
Oh. That's like Sarah Hyland on Modern Family. I remember that, like. She was like 24 when the show started, and she's like,
right.
She's in her 30s.
Super
now.
Young, yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Well, I did enjoy it, and I actually like the boys' storyline, so I enjoyed that. And
I mean, who didn't cry at that one scene? I won't spoil people. There's one scene where he has to do something.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And he does. I'm like, don't do it! Don't do it! Don't do it! Will, don't do it! I will. But he does it, and you're like.
And the mom, I can't remember the actress, but she was of course on The Leftovers. She's the other, right? She was on The Leftovers.
She was in Deadwood. She was in
Deadwood. Okay.
She wasn't in Leftovers. I think she was in Deadwood. She was in House of Cards.
House of Cards. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. Sorry. She was the other reason why I kept watching the show. Excuse me. Did my voice sound kind of like a fart there at all?
It sounded like you had a penis in your throat.
Okay. Just so long as we knock that out.
Well, I'm the expert on that. Let me have to listen to that again.
Okay. Speaking of like just leftovers, it made me think of immediately of Avengers Infinity War. I did talk about that last week, didn't I? How like
yeah,
okay. But like did you guys want to talk about Infinity War at all?
Well, let me finish that. I recommend it. It's funny because my wife was watching. She would watch it on and off with me. She goes, how do you watch this stupid crap? And about halfway through, that's who she is. And then towards the end, she's just like watching it nonstop. And then she watched the final episode. When is this show coming back? I go, right. Why? Because you like it? Because she tried. I think because I give her so much crap for her crummy show she watches. That I think she just likes to try and find shows that I shouldn't that I like that she's trying to bash and then she ends up liking them. I'm not saying that I'm perfect when I pick my shows, but I'm better than her.
Yeah.
Just saying.
There's a new show started on Stars called Bittersweet or Sweet Bitter, and I watched the first two, really trying to give it a shot, and I was like, this is just not good. It was just, you know, it's just because the main, it's a fish out of water story of like a person from Ohio, the first in flight.
Oh, so they're all bitch about the fact that they're
birthplace of aviation.
Birthplace of aviation, and she drives there, and it's just like, you know, it's what it is. It's just a rural person, country bumpkin, come to New York City, and they gave her shit the first episode.
New York City.
Yeah. And then the second episode, they're all BFFs. So I was like, this is a bit too convenient.
People from Ohio take a long time to get along with people.
That's true.
I think, mm-hmm. don't they?
I mean, they're better than people from Indiana. So
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Just to clarify, I'm originally from Ohio.
I knew that.
God, he's the worst of both worlds.
We're first in. Were you taught that in school? You're first in flight, Matt. Remember that. You're first in flight.
I will say the Dayton, Ohio Museum of Aviation is pretty kick-ass.
It's pretty cool. I went there when I was a kid, so. Yeah.
I know the Cleveland Airport has all these planes hanging around. Like, we're first.
Who goes to Cleveland?
I've been to Cleveland. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's in Cleveland.
There's a lot to go see around Cleveland.
I love
okay, we need a top 10 list from you right now of what are the things that you need to see around Cleveland.
Niagara Falls for one. That would be a place. It's around Cleveland. You
did
have
you
to
say Niagara Falls? That's like 100 miles away.
But it's around Cleveland. You go around.
First and Falls.
So, as somebody who lives technically like 38 miles from Boston, I think that I have the authority to say what is around Cleveland. 38 miles is pushing it, and that's because I've moved further and further away from Boston. So 100 miles is completely and utterly out of the question to be in the vicinity.
I'll tell you this. My wife and I went to
Sandusky. You have to go around Cleveland to get to that Cedar Points there.
Sandusky?
Yeah.
All right. Seeing as you don't know shit about your own state, I'm going to Google it. What
you gotta
is
go way around
cool
that guy
about Cleveland?
Yes. Well, I mean, if you want to go and get your information that way, sure.
There is it. Okay, so there's already a TripAdvisor has the 10 best things to do
if
in Cleveland.
If you want to get your advice that
way. I've heard Cleveland rocks.
Yeah, so let's look at the top 10 things to do in Cleveland.
I guarantee.
Where's the list? Yeah. There isn't one.
Watch the Browns lose a game. It's better than the Chargers.
Well, obviously, they don't have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
The top thing, the number one thing, is the Cleveland Museum of Art.
Yes, I would go there. I would totally go there.
Uh-huh. They next up on the list.
Wait, that's number one?
That is the first thing that pops up.
You have Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and that's the first thing?
They are really close together, by the way.
Here we are, scrolling down. The mall.
Just the mall.
Pick one.
The mall.
We like to shop here in Cleveland.
This might not be a shopping mall. This
first
might be
first
in
shopping.
What is this?
And Cedar Point, which is...
This is the shittiest like TripAdvisor list I've ever seen.
See, that's what you do. You go Googling shit. You got to just come to me, but you know, give me just at least a 24-hour heads up on these.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Here we are. Here's some from the for the broadcast listeners, and here we are. We have the International Women's Air and Space Museum. Interesting. Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
Found one thing, that's great. Let's see.
Kind of weird they couldn't have it in Dayton. It's like total chauvinist there. They're like
they played in North Carolina. I mean, they were the first in flight.
Sure.
We were.
Yeah.
Let's see. The Rocky River Reservation.
How rocky is it? It's Cleveland. It's flat as hell.
Hey man, I'm just going through what TripAdvisor's got this.
And you haven't gotten the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame yet.
Oh, the Quicken Loans Arena.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Oh, the Christmas Story House. That should be number one.
That would be
what
cool.
What the shit, TripAdvisor?
Yeah, I'd see that.
Yeah,
I don't know. We went to Cleveland 6-7 years ago to watch the Chargers play when they were still in San Diego, and. The fans there were great. Cleveland, a great place to watch a football game. The next day, we went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, stayed downtown. There were great restaurants there, great time, great atmosphere. As far as that part of Cleveland, I loved it, and I would go back again. The Rock and Roll. If anyone here other than me been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I have not.
If you love music, Nick,
you
would love the Rock. I mean, it's a who's who of every. You know, obviously, it's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it's not like I'm from a state that has music, you know.
Well, Nashville
and really. Memphis. It's almost like it's the birthplace of rock and roll.
I have to say I do stand corrected.
Almost
apparently,
Ohio's the birthplace of rock and roll. First in rock and roll. Elvis Presley came through here at a concert once. Yeah. We're claiming it.
We're claiming it.
So apparently I mentioned that the Women's Air and Space Museum was for broadcast listeners. I should say that is for all listeners, but especially are those who are listening who love the broadcast. Would love to hear that too.
Way to cave the Shandy there, Chris.
No, but the fucking friend zone still exists, and you'll never be able to prove otherwise.
I think he did cave a little bit. He goes, I better backtrack on that one, just in case anybody's listening to the 2 hour mark.
I understand. I mean, Shandy's pretty intimidating. You don't want to get on her bad side. It's true. I get it.
Is there a good side?
Have you seen her handle a lightsaber? So. DP, man. Double penetration with those lightsabers.
Interesting. So. Mm-hmm.
Choice of words. I did love that video I sent you guys of the worst thing that can happen to a guy ever, for people out there listening, is a video of a couple on a game show. And
it's Let's Make a Deal.
Let's Make a Deal, yeah. And the host is like, how long have you two been together? And the girl just starts laughing. Hysterically,
he's like 6 months.
6 months, 6 months, and she's like, no, we're just friends. We're just friends. He's like,
oh my goodness,
can we just talk about this later? No, we're just friends. I'm single, so, everyone.
So was that real?
That had to be real.
I don't know, but I felt bad for the guy.
Oh yeah, he's never gonna live that
brutal.
It's almost like the guy that proposes it on the Jumbotron at a sporting event, and she says no. It's like, what were you thinking? I mean, that needs to be a slam dunk.
Yeah.
That she's going to say yes.
Yeah.
And she goes, no. And then she walks away from you, and you're sitting there with the ring going, can I get a popcorn?
There was one I saw the other day.
I got a penis in my throat. Can I get one?
there was one I saw the other day. It had to be staged because I can't see this guy doing it. But it's one of those baseball park proposals, but it's on the field, you know. And like they're out there walking, and the girl actually takes the knee to propose to the guy, and he just takes off running towards the. I mean, as soon as she gets down the knee, he just bolts for the dugout, and you're like, what the hell?
I don't know. It probably sounds like it was fake, but I don't know if you guys follow it on Twitter. The Darwin Awards. I follow it on Twitter. I'll literally sit there and laugh because they post like 10 new videos a day of people just doing the stupidest fucking things.
Oh.
and it's so funny. I mean, it's almost sad because you wonder how some of these people survive, but they just do stupid things. There's always one a day where why women live longer than men. And men are doing something stupid. But if you haven't, Twitter, it's Darwin Awards. It's hilarious.
There's a few Instagram feeds. I'm starting to get into Instagram. I feel like an old person now. So
I love Instagram, yeah.
It is great. And there's
I like feeds, except for the liking part.
There's a couple of feeds on here that were interesting that my new boss actually showed to me. And it's like stupid people getting hurt. It's one of them. I gotta find it. And they're fantastic. They're actually fantastic. I don't know. I don't know how to find what I'm following.
I can't wait to see it on the podcast.
There was an interview. I forget what NBA player it was, Jack, but there was someone was doing an interview with an NBA player, like post game, whatever. And the guy was like, I saw this photo on your Instagram feed. And the guy just, the basketball player interrupts me. He goes, did you like it? And the guy's like, yeah, that was a great photo. He goes, no, did you like it? And he's like, what are you talking about? And he goes, I'm done with the interview.
I did see that, yeah.
I post more on Instagram than I do on Facebook.
I mean, I see Owen Brews all the time. I do see that.
I do from time to time. I haven't been on Owen and Brews as of recently. But will be podcasting soon about the solo.
You have a movie coming up. So
you do.
Yeah, we talked about that before you rejoined it.
Oh, while I was driving.
While you're driving, yeah.
Even though it's
against my better judgment, but I will go watch it because it's so far it's been positive reviews. So I'm like, okay.
You have to go watch it. You have to. It's like you have to.
You have to.
You have to.
This isn't Russia. That's what you always say.
Russia.
Well, I get it's not Russia, but there's certain things like. You've seen how many? Haven't there been nine of them already? Nine?
I suppose. Ten.
This will be the 10. Yeah.
Do you just say, what point do you say, all right, I'm done. Eight. I'm walking away.
It depends on what you count.
This will be 11, right?
Do you count the Clone Wars as a movie?
No.
No.
And I don't count the Ewok movies. So even though they were released theatrically in Europe, so suck on it. So they were not released theatrically in America, from what I understand. So
if it's not in America, doesn't count.
Doesn't count.
Got to count in America.
No, I do have fond memories of watching that on the ABC Family Night or whatever. They would always like air it like around Thanksgiving, and so. But anyway, looking forward to the Solo movie coming up. I already bought the tickets. Got the IMAX experience with the family. So
I'll wait. I'll wait a couple weeks before I go see it.
And Deadpool 2 comes out this week.
That's what I was about to say. It's gonna be like a back to back weekend for me. Mm-hmm. Deadpool and then Solo.
Did any of you guys check out Super Troopers?
I did. I watched it. Yeah, it was between that and Rampage, and I chose Super Troopers too.
And?
I enjoyed it. It was not as good as the first, but I didn't expect it to be. But I did enjoy it.
Hmm.
I mean, if you like that slapstick, pot humor, dick jokes, you're going to like it.
Who doesn't like dick jokes?
Yeah. Penis and throat jokes. Yeah.
Well, if you go to a Broken Lizard movie not liking those, then you're... It's on you.
The thing is, I saw Super Troopers when it came out, and I loved it. And then the next movie they had in 2003 was Club Dredd. And I remember sitting in the theater going, what the fuck is this shit?
That's Sly Stallone in...
Judge Dredd.
Club Dredd is a spoof of kind of like the Scream movies, but it's on an island. There is one funny joke in that entire movie.
All right, I haven't seen that.
And it's
terrible.
It's when Bill Paxton shows up with a guitar.
I'm going to take it out because I don't want to spoil.
Rest in peace, Bill Paxton.
Exactly. Bill Paxton shows up on the beach with a guitar, and he starts singing this song, and this girl that's drunk goes, "Play Margaritaville," and his whole spiel is that he is the guy who originated that Caribbean style music, and he's like, "I think you mean my song Pina Colada Berg," and you know he's like, "No, play Margaritaville." And he's like, "Fuck that guy."
Was his character from Ohio?
Probably.
Okay.
Hey, Ohio didn't steal anything from North Carolina. You can still have your first in flight. It's the birthplace of aviation.
What can't you come up with your own saying?
I'm just saying what
Cleveland. It's not half bad.
All right. I think we need our listeners perhaps in the Facebook group when we post the episode to create a top 10 list of things that did not originate in Cleveland.
I'm just saying, if you're around the Cleveland area,
how many presidents have been from Ohio?
There's a lot.
There's a lot.
If you're born in Ohio, you have a really good chance of becoming president.
Really?
Okay. Fucking up the election.
Or fucking up the election. It's one over two.
JP, number one, flight.
Oh my God.
Number two, the Karate Kid.
Well, because they had a kid that was learning karate in Cleveland. So they were first.
Hey, I finally got to see part of Ready Player One before the movie crapped out. But that takes place in Columbus, Ohio. So
wait a minute. So you went to the theater and it crapped out?
No.
Oh.
I was visiting
Captain Nefarious.
I was visiting a friend of
in Cleveland?
I was visiting a friend.
And they had the first internet.
They had one of these devices.
Al Gore built the internet in Cleveland.
So. Wait, actually, wasn't Ready Player One, didn't part of that book take place in Cleveland?
That's what we were saying. Like it was Columbus. Columbus.
It was Columbus, right.
It was the stacks in Columbus.
There's so many good cities in Ohio, people. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're more than just Cleveland. I mean, there's Columbus.
No, we're just picking on Cleveland. We're just picking Ohio because they like to claim things.
Toledo,
they're not.
I literally know three cities in Ohio.
You know four.
We've mentioned the three of them.
Toledo. Okay, so
Dayton.
Toledo, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No, Dayton's
there's
one of three.
There's five, yeah.
There's a Franklin, Ohio. I'm sure of that.
There's a Franklin in every state.
Yeah.
So I think it's mandatory.
But
the first Franklin was in Ohio.
It probably was.
It was actually here.
Really?
So yeah. in your opinion.
Over Pennsylvania? I would think Pennsylvania would have the first Franklin.
I'm going to look it up, but I think I've talked about this in the show before, that look, the town in which I live in.
Facts
Franklin,
are not.
Everybody knows that Ohio was the first state.
Look.
So the town of Franklin, Mass, wanted to be. They want, first of all, they tried to plead with Benjamin Franklin to give them money. The town did to build a church steeple. And there's like, I don't know how much money it was, but
and Benjamin Franklin said, fuck no.
He did. He said, fuck no, but I'll give you money if you build a library. And the country's first public library is at the end of my street. And that's when they named the town after Ben Franklin.
Ironically, they just filled it with Bibles, though.
So Franklin was the first, you know, because now you have all the stadiums that are named after corporations. So Franklin was the first one to buy something and have his name put on it. Ben Franklin, right?
I think so.
Like Gillette Stadium, and I'm just saying. So Franklin was the first one at that.
Sure.
Yeah, fuck you.
Franklin, Pennsylvania was incorporated as a city in 1868, and Franklin, Massachusetts was incorporated in 1778.
Wow. So that's the first Franklin. We know that for a fact now.
Well, I guess if you believe in empirical fact, and that's a real thing now.
we're not going to have someone from Cleveland send us an email saying, you fuckers. Franklin, Ohio.
So I already listed, I also mentioned Sandusky. So there's that one.
Yeah, that's one I would skip.
That's where the auto tire.
There's Akron.
Akron, so. Ohio. Oh, I've heard of Akron. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So and I was born in Defiance.
Defiance of what?
Of your Ohio. Mom?
Defiance, Ohio. So there's a Defiance, Ohio. So now you know another one.
Well, okay. How did it get the name Defiance?
It was a fort there. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right.
Who were they defying?
Flight?
The Native Americans.
We could have been first, but we were defiant.
We were defiant.
We kept shooting down the plane.
No, just Native Americans.
You guys want to get in the air? No.
I mean, I wanted to talk about
it. Doesn't matter.
I defy you to leave this ground.
It doesn't matter if they get... We'll just claim it anyway. It doesn't matter. That's what we do in Ohio. How many listeners do we have in Ohio? So I noticed we've dropped off some of the viewers.
Yeah, they dropped out after.
I have nothing against Ohio.
I can't see us losing listeners over insulting people because that's kind of what we do here.
It's true.
That's true. Yeah, it's true.
If you don't know that already, then yeah,
you're listening to the wrong show.
Exactly.
Everyone that's left has a thick skin at this point, or they're just about ready to blow up.
There are kind of
like Cam.
Or it's because we've been recording for 2 hours.
Do we have any questions from the people in the chat before we take off?
Chat questions.
Didn't we have trivia for tonight? That is.
We do, but now it's we won't, like I said, almost 2 hours. We'll save that for next week.
Didn't we have a poll?
Oh, that's right. I didn't want to talk. We had the best verses in the history of verses.
Yeah, it was.
It was pretty shitty from what the listeners.
It was quite a turnout, too.
It was a shit bath, if you want.
People
to call
thought
it
was the shittiest verses ever.
They shit all over it. Anyway.
But it was clear. It was clear that Nick and I were abundantly correct in saying that toilet paper is logically and patently correct to go over the top.
Now, how many people were frustrated because a lot of people vote without listening to the podcast? They go, because I didn't put who had what. I just put you could either vote for Chris and Matt, Chris and Nick, or Jack and Matt. And they're like, well, what is it? I'm not telling you. You have to listen to the podcast. So they just said, fuck it. I'm not listening. I'm not voting.
I started a last minute ditch effort to rally some votes, and actually I just gave more to Nick. And
yeah, I did notice that. I go, we're on a sinking ship here, Matt. Just let it go. Sometimes. So what was the final score? It was a blowout.
It was a blowout. Yeah, I don't know, like 20-4 or 6 from that. I don't even. I hadn't looked in a while.
All right, I just want to admit that. I do always put the toilet paper over the top.
Yeah. So. It goes over the top, like Niagara, like Cleveland's Niagara Falls. It goes right over.
I just want to admit, I don't care where it's coming from, over the top, under the top, sideways. It just has to do the job.
I don't care. I was forward to be the independent in this situation and just say the back of the the back of the toilet. So I would have accepted that too. Right.
You want the toilet paper back behind the toilet? You have to reach around and twist.
I know what he's talking about because you have kids,
right?
Because my kids, you sit there and go, "What the fuck? Why the roll is empty? How could you? It's right fucking there. Why is it sitting on top of the toilet tank?"
Oh, that okay.
Put it on the fucking roll. Nonstop. And then sometimes you go, okay, what did you? I mean, I'm not calling Jay out, but it's like, what did you wipe with? It's gone. It's just a little cardboard thing with a little strand of toilet paper there.
You didn't have a square to spare.
Now, since you guys are complaining about people not putting the toilet paper on the pin, where are you at with toilet seats up and down? You guys are all married, so
I put them down.
Okay,
down.
Yeah, I've always put them down.
I've always put them down. Mm-hmm. I grew up with a strong mother who would have beat the shit out of me if I kept it up. So
if you're putting the roll on the correct way, you just put the seat down.
Because I've never laughed harder in my life when you see a woman in the middle of the dark sit with the toilet seat up and fall into the toilet. Because you never. You will laugh your ass off for like 2 minutes and then you'll pay for it later.
And you're still single?
Yeah, but it's hilarious. It's like, can you not feel? Like,
so Shandy's in the chat saying, OMFG, or oh my fucking God, put that shit down.
Exactly. That's kind of why I brought it up. Actually, Shandy was in the chat.
So here's the thing. Like, I do that, but let me pose the question, right? Is putting the seat down sexist?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's a.
One could also say, "Oh my fucking God, put that shit up."
It is an interesting debate. It's like,
no, I think proper etiquette.
Well, sure, proper etiquette based upon what?
That you should just put. Who wants the toilet seat up?
Whenever I take a piss, I want it up.
True. Well, then you just lift it up. I mean, it's out, and you put it back down. The toilet seat was meant to be in the down position.
I pose this argument from the standpoint that I always put it down because it's just the way I've always done it. But I'm just saying.
I think it's worse to, like, you know, in a public restroom where someone has not even touched the toilet seat and they peed all over it.
Oh, that pisses me off.
When I used to do Jack's rants, that was my first rant. Oh. And I just go, what the fuck?
Right.
You'd be waiting in line with that guy and the guy's just peed all over. I go, What are you thinking?
I don't get that at all from just being a decent human being and a guy. Every guy in this in the world has gone to a bathroom and seen piss all over the toilet seat.
And there's nothing you can do.
You can mop it all up with a shit ton of toilet paper, but you're just like, everybody's been the guy. Like, don't you realize? It's like, no one wants to sit on that shit. Put the damn toilet seat up to piss.
And
like,
you don't. And people go, well, I don't want to touch it. You have shoes on.
Yeah. Yeah, lift it
with your foot.
That's what I always do. I always do the lift with the foot, and
I never because so you get in there and when they come out, they always have that look like, oh, they're gonna know I peed all over the toilet seat.
Yeah,
and they're all over the toilet seat. You expect it at a stadium because people are drinking and stuff like that. But man, nothing pisses me when you get in there. And go, come on, fuck.
So just to show this, Shandy is using the anti-reverse racism argument against us. Sexism against men isn't a thing.
Is that what she said?
She just said that, yeah.
Wait. Don't even want to have this conversation.
What is it? No, I'm just trying to clarify, like, what, like, I mean, like, we can draw the line here as far as, like, what.
Drawn.
Because I'm not sure which line I'm on here, as far as what the argument is being even made.
I think we all we all have to live on this planet together, and we all should play by the same set of rules.
I mean, I've always left the seat down ever since I've cohabitated.
That makes sense. Absolutely.
So I mean,
my wife always tells my mom I was well trained. I said I would have got a backhand if I didn't.
No, I mean the seat's always down in my house, but. At work here, because there's just two guys that work here, there's one toilet that the seat is always up. So
that makes sense. Yeah.
You know, so it's kind of a regional thing. But the customer one, we've done a lot to keep and make sure that is always nice and clean and has fresh toilet paper and is really nice. And
so, you're not, because North Carolina, they don't care about clean toilets or bathrooms.
Well, we have to live with it. It's right there. You know?
I'm just saying, they don't care in North Carolina.
Well, so number three, things you won't find in Cleveland, clean toilets. Mm-hmm. I've been thinking about,
They are called the Browns for a reason. Thank
you. I've always wanted to, and I haven't yet decided. It would never fly.
They were named after Paul Brown.
My wife would never let me do it, but I want to put a urinal in like one of my bathrooms. Like, how fucking cool would that be to have a urinal?
You know, I watch those home improvement shows, and sometimes guys, they're like going, where can I put my urinal? I'm like going, who the fuck wants a urinal in their bathroom?
I do. That'd be great. Like, if you have it like in your man town bathroom or your person town bathroom.
I don't know. You got to change that little thing in the middle. The urinal cake.
Yeah. But some of the best ones, though, like I remember I was at a bar one night and I was in the bathroom, and in the urinal, they put in urinal games. They had like football uprights with like a football, like suspended the string from the uprights. And you had to pee the football through the freaking uprights. I'm like, this is amazing. I want to have this in my house.
Now that is cool. Cause I told a story years ago when I would go to Santa, you know, the Q or Santa, whatever it was called at the time, they had troughs. They just had this long trough where people peed into. And I'm there and I'm in shorts. I turned to the guy, hey dude, you're peeing on me. Because he was messing the trough and hitting the front of the trough.
Yeah.
And it was like spring. And we're all like, dude, you're pissing on us. So that was the last time I used the trough. After that, I went to the toilets because I'm not getting peed on.
That's what I was going to say about, like, and then Chris totally made it awesome with the foot. I've never seen that. That's a cool idea. But, like, you know, everyone's peed in those urinals had a little fly at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
That is actually a scientifically put there. That the flies that are in the bottom of the urinal, if you pee on the fly, it causes the least splatter. And the reason why they put them there, so like people that clean.
When I hear pee on the fly, it's like I'm running.
It's a little beak.
I didn't know that. It was just one of those things you learn. Like, yeah, the flies there, because men will always aim for something they can see. So it's like, oh, if I pee on the fly, but it causes the least splatter to come out of the urinal. So guys that are cleaning the floor don't have to clean up sticky piss on the floor.
I never knew that.
It's like the Heinz 57 of urinals. If you whack the 57, you get the ketchup out.
Yeah.
You hit the piss on the B and you don't get the ricochet. Actually, one of the funniest and oldest memories I have was when I was 6 years old and I was at Epcot Center. Ironically, it was in the place where we got the Karate Kid little shaker drum things.
Captain P.O.
And I'll never forget going to the bathroom with my older brother. My older brother, he's 5 years older than I am. Going into the bathroom and hearing for the first time in my life an Australian accent. Okay. So my brother and I walk up to a urinal and these two Australian dudes who I didn't notice at the time, but thinking back, were clearly drunk. We walk into the urinal.
You can get drunk at Epcot.
Yeah, apparently. I mean, I never got to experience that as a kid. But
man, life sucks for you.
I'll never forget what the first time I ever heard an Australian accent is that the guy leans back and yells over to me and my brother. He's like, "Oi, watch the ricochet, mates." I'll never forget that. It was the best. And I remember laughing like as a kid, not knowing what the hell. I'm like, this is the funniest thing ever. My brother, who is a bit older than I am, was dying laughing. It was awesome.
What about the people that the guys that come in there singing? They come into the bathroom singing. They're singing at the bathroom. You're like looking over a guy going,
Oh, just you mean any guy that comes?
Yeah, any guy comes in and they just come in the bathroom like, and they're singing, they're like that, and you're like, and they're right. peeing, and they give the it's a good pee. They give the and you do know you're not at home. I'm just like the good beer pee.
Where
the pressure's there and you release the pee and it's like I just look at those guys and then you get caught looking at them. You're like, no, I'm just looking at you because you're making a scene, not anything else. But
my eyes are up here, dude. My eyes are way up here. Every guy in every bathroom, it's always eyes are like way up here. You know, we're like not looking below here. I have one pee horrifying story that I'd like to share since we're already on the subject. And Why not? I mean, we've
was this in Ohio?
Does it involve Mausers?
No.
He grabbed a hold of my mouse.
He grabbed a hold of my penis.
My wife,
my nose was bad.
I'm trying to remember the state because my wife and I were on the kind of the last leg coming home from a long like road trip. Like we had done like a 2 or 3 week road trip out west. So we were kind of on that last leg. So I don't know if it was Illinois or Missouri or wherever you might be, basically 6 or 8 hours from home still. Anyway, we stop at this rest stop. I go in really quickly and there's a guy, this old guy that comes in. I'm already peeing. So he comes in, steps up next to me, starts to pee, and then turns to me and says, "Are you a truck driver?" At which point,
large margin.
Dude, fuck Cleveland. Fuck Cleveland right now.
This was not in Cleveland. It was not fucking in Cleveland. It was Illinois or Missouri.
Fucking
Missouri.
Anyway. So at that moment, I just got the fuck out of there. And I just got out like a bat. Well,
you got out of there. Did you finish?
Yeah, I was. Well, at that point, what is there to do? You're just like, like I'm out. Like I'm good. So, anyway, got out to the car. You know, got in the driver's seat, and I'm just like, let's get the fuck out of this place. My wife is just like, what's wrong? And I'm like, this guy, creepy old guy, bathroom. I really don't want to talk about it. And she's like, okay. She's like, it's no big deal. I was like,
all right. She just dropped it because
I don't know. She probably has dealt with a lot much worse than that. So
top 10 Matt's bathroom pickup lines.
Yeah. Are you a truck driver? Is definitely up there.
I was in Vegas and we're at the what hotel were we at? I want to say the Stratosphere. And I'm in the bathroom sitting down doing my business. And all of a sudden, this guy next to me, I hear this bam, he slams. And all of a sudden, I see a syringe roll underneath my stall. I go, dude, are you all right? Dude, I'm hitting the thing. Dude, he's like, you see his arm laying on the ground. Yeah. Well, I went and got security after that. I said, hey, there's some guy passed out in the back. His syringe is in there. I don't know. I guess he comes in there. He would come in there all the time and shoot heroin.
Yeah.
And pass out. So they grabbed him and basically threw him out. Yeah. The thing. But I'm like going, because I'm knocking, he had it locked. I'm knocking on the door. I go, well, I don't know what I'm going to find in there. So I ran and got security. But that was my scariest thing ever happened to the bathroom was guy shooting heroin.
So in 2005, I met a good friend of mine in an archaeological dig. And he's just like any of us, just a typical guy at a bar, like, you shoot the shit, have fun. And probably after 2-3 months of knowing him, he came in dressed in drag to the bar that we always went to. And he looked at me and he's like, hey, Nick. And I was just like, you do like a double take, like, holy shit, dude. You know, I'm like, okay. Hey,
you look hot.
Yeah. And the thing is, because he was 5'4", he's a little guy, a real petite guy. And so he did it. He goes, I like dressing in drag from time to time because it makes me feel pretty and chicks dig it. And I'm like, all right. But like my favorite memories of him, because it's the South and we're always, you know, a good 15 years behind the times. That he'd go into the men's bathroom and just hike up the dress and just oh, you know? And you would see like these guys, like if you were sitting at the bar, so you'd see these guys come up going like, there's a dude dressed as a chick in the bathroom, man. And like and you would just die laughing because they just weren't used to anything like that. And the innocence on their face of not knowing what to do. And you're just like, oh, like, dude, he's a totally cool guy.
I know women would do that, like at the stadium. They'd come in all the time in the men's bathroom, and you just kind of look and go, okay. They go, the line's too long for the women's bathroom. I go, oh, okay.
And it didn't bother. It never bothers men at all. Like it never has bothered me when women get in line with us. And then, but like, it's such a weird thing for that.
Well, it apparently bothers some people because they're trying to pass laws about this stuff. So.
yeah, I know, but it's just I never.
All good fun and games until somebody's like, "Hey, my kid's not supposed to see that," you know, whatever, and they're really upset about this. So apparently, this is a topic.
I did once. I walked into it was at San Diego Stadium, Padre game, 1985. I gotta go to the bathroom. So I go walk into the bathroom. I go, man, something's messing here. And the woman goes, you're in the wrong bathroom. I go, I guess I am. So I'd walked into the women's bathroom. Of course, I had to get out. But after that, I went and got glasses because I was having trouble seeing. I walked to the women's bathroom, but they cared. They were upset I walked in the women's bathroom. I go, I didn't do this on purpose. I'm sorry, but I was looking for the urinals, the trough, but there wasn't there.
Oh right, yeah.
It's very confusing when that happens.
It is.
Yeah. It's a good pickup line. I was looking for the trough,
and I did that in France too.
Yeah,
I was in France. I went to the I go, oh, they must be like a unisex bathrooms. So I go to the bathroom, and then this lady, this French lady outside, is waiting for me, and I come out. She goes. And basically, she told me in French I was in the wrong bathroom. Yeah. I go, what is she talking? She was pissed. I go, I just went to the bathroom. I don't understand what the problem is. I turn around. I go, oh, they are separated. My bad. I'm American.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry. Yeah. I think we've all, well, maybe not all of us. I've been guilty of that at least once or twice where you walk into the wrong one. Especially in foreign countries, and they don't put the usual man or woman symbol. It's just
right.
It'd be something like, I mean, hell, even like in Outback Steakhouse, it's bloke and something else, and you're like, yeah. What if I don't know what a bloke is?
Well, this one it was like there was four bathroom doors, but they were literally right next to each other. But I guess I walked into the women's. I just thought they were all just first come first serve, but I was wrong. So I apologize, but it didn't matter. I committed a international incident.
Sorry, I've been so quiet, but yeah. I just got a notification that tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. for Tenacious D in Boston.
Oh, nice. Yeah, they got a new album come out for the first time in what?
First tour and album in 5 years.
Yeah.
Really?
I didn't know they had another album.
That and another reason why Cleveland sucks is that Boston just fucking spanked them again in the conference finals. And that's two games up on Cleveland and King James.
My nephew.
Well, he's leaving Cleveland after this anyway.
My nephew sports a Cleveland Cavaliers basketball jersey and a Patriots cap. And I just looked at him.
What a dick.
He's nine. Yeah. And I looked at him. I was like, don't be that guy. And he's like, what? I was like, if you were my kid, there's no way you'd root for either one of those teams. Like, yeah,
well,
yeah.
Well, you know,
I'm that uncle. Yeah.
So he's a front runner, is what you're saying.
Yeah, so like because it's the, you know, you remember when you were like 9 and 10, you just root for the teams that are winning.
Nope. I rooted for the losers. The yeah, San Diego team. I rooted from the San Diego teams as long as I can remember. No,
and I hated the posers that just jumped on those bandwagons. It's like, oh yeah, sure, you're a
godless. I was like the only kid in San Diego that rooted for the Padres. Living in San Diego. It was the Reds. It was the Dodgers. It was the A's. It was growing up because those are the teams, the Orioles.
Right.
Those are the teams that won, and the Padres still haven't won. So, anyway, I've been a Padre fan since day one.
I've been a Padre fan. I've long, heard it all before.
Long, heard it all before. Long, yeah. Long suffering Padre fan. And fuck the Chargers now. Now you got people on the internet because you have Padre Charger fans are still bashing Spanos. You need to get over it. It's been 2 years. I said we supported him for over 50. We have at least 50 years of hate that we can give back to the Spanos family. Am I right? Is there a statute of limitations on when you can hate somebody?
I don't know.
I was talking about this with a friend of mine today about Pink Floyd because I love Pink Floyd. And I was like, you know, it's been 34 years since they broke up. I was like, what's the, you know, and I know that Roger Waters, like, you know, sued him and he's a dick for like all the entire time. It's like, but you know,
Roger,
like, you're not getting any younger. It's like, fuck, just go out on tour again and make people happy. Because, I mean, Roger has apologized for it and is like, let's get together. But David Gilmour just won't let it go. And it's like,
well, I think there's certain people. I mean, I could get that way. Say fuck you. I'm not giving in. It's just me. I'm not gonna give in. You fuck me over. I'm not gonna give in. I'm just I'm old and bitter.
Yeah.
You could say I'm from Ohio.
He's not gonna concede ever.
Nope. I just there's it's just certain things. I mean, if you're not going to be happy doing it, you know.
Yeah, I guess.
Especially with music, because you have to, I think you have to almost kind of get along to work together, at least.
Well, the thing is that I remember it distinctly because Gilmore, Richard Wright, who's now passed away, and Nick Mason, they are Pink Floyd, and Roger Waters is not in Pink Floyd. But right after Live 8, when they did get together for 10 minutes or whatever, Nick Mason and Richard Wright were like, yeah, we're fine with it, like, for all of us to get back together. And Gilmore was the one guy who was like, no, we're not getting back together ever. And it's like, dude, if you already got two guys that are over it, just get the fuck over it.
Yeah, I guess so. You think money-wise, too.
Exactly, because you know they would just rack up and just make millions upon millions.
Because you have the guys like Paul, well, like Paul McCartney, he does it just because he's a workaholic.
Yeah.
Was he like 90 and he's still playing music?
Yeah.
He doesn't need the money.
I mean, even Ringo Starr said that too. It's like, you know, I don't need the money anymore. He goes, I retire every year. He goes, every year I go out on tour for like 2-3 months and I go, that's it, I'm done. And then I sit at home for 2 months and go, okay, it's time to go back on tour. It's like you just get tired of sitting around.
Yeah, I get it. I understand.
Do you get it, Jack?
I get it. I do understand that.
I think Chris has been on the phone ordering these.
He is. I think he's done with the podcast, really. He's just kind of like he shot his wad, you know, he got the dick in the mouth and
sorry.
I think he ordered that Tom Brady outfit that Tom Brady wore to some award show.
Oh my god, so bad. We talked about that last week. You look like an asshole.
I think you've ordered it, haven't you?
Yes.
Oh, I mean, it's Tom. He can do whatever he wants. But anyway, I think that's about time to wrap it up. We've gone over 2 hours. That's a short podcast for us. We'll be posting a poll on the Facebook page for next month's Netflix show that you want us to watch, and we'll watch it. Anything else you guys want to close out with?
Nope.
No, just thanks. Big thanks to everybody in the chat. We did complete the top 10 bathroom pickup lines. I'm sure you can go online and check those out later. Some real gems in there. So
they're pretty good. I was reading them.
Thanks, JP and Brian. And if I forget somebody that participated, I don't know. It was all random. So good stuff. Yeah, I don't know. I always enjoy talking to you guys, even though I don't watch half the shit that you guys do.
Should.
I know.
Well, you did maximum effort, my friend. Shows.
You did watch Lost in Space, so I get you.
I did. I watched the whole thing. So I binged that thing.
Isn't that a great theme song, though?
Yeah, it was okay.
What?
Don't get me started.
This show's fucking over. All right, guys. this show wouldn't be possible without our patrons. Become a patron, go to patreon.com/jandjack or go to jandjack.com. There's a button right there that says become a patron. Click on that. You can donate from $1 to $1 million. Still looking for our first $1 million customer. I mean, who would want to support this show? A millionaire out there. Who would want to support this show? And we have great shows out there. We have The Broadcast. We have Westworld. We have Dancing with the Stars. We have Survivor. And Johnny Fairplay may be a guest on the next Survivor episode.
No way.
So if you remember Johnny Fairplay, he might be a guest on the next Jay and Jack show. And there's other shows, but I'm drawing a blank on them. Go to jayandjack.com. You can see the whole list there. If you shop Amazon, everyone here shop Amazon?
True.
I think Chris was doing that during the whole show.
We should get them as a sponsor.
Amazon?
Yeah.
Could work on it. Yeah. Amazon.com/jayandjack or just go to jayandjack.com. There's a little thing that says shop Amazon. When you click on that, it looks like your normal Amazon page, but every little bit you click on and buy, a little bit goes to all the broadcasters on the Jay and Jack Network. And we'd like to thank 5 patrons of this time. We thank all our patrons, all of them. But with Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter-Glaffler, Molly Millennial, Ed the Creepy Letter Carry, and Maggie the Magnificent, thanks for doing what you're doing. Thanks for everyone that does what they do and all you do and for all we do, that's all we do. That's all I got. Make sure you put if you're married, make sure you put the toilet seat down.
And the roll is going whichever way you want it to, people.
Yeah, toilet paper. I think people make too big a deal about the toilet paper. They get too uptight about it.
These laws and these verses. I'm going to put up another verses. You won't know what it's about, but you can either vote for Matt and Jack, or you can vote for Chris.
You know, if they vote for Chris and Nick, we know it, and there's no verses. We know it's us they don't like.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. I think.
I mean, or maybe I could just say it's Matt they don't like, and I just got kind of lumped in with him.
You know what?
You guys would be like the Trump of podcasting and not win the popular vote.
I think if you just put Jay's opinion on there, and he wasn't even on the podcast, he'd still win.
That might work.
Still win? Really?
Yeah. People vote for Jay. Yeah, regardless.
People suck on the Jay.
Look, hey, if I was going down,
they've been voting for the quitter.
Yeah,
yeah.
What?
All right.
Yeah, come on, guys. You know, come on, guys.
You vote to win.
All right, great show, kids. One in a million.
All right, guys.
Got called a quiz.
Hasta luego. And thanks for everyone who joined us in the chat, even though I couldn't see it, but I'm sure it was fun.
See ya.
Fuck Cleveland.
First and fuck. All right, guys. Hasta luego. And goodbye.
Cleveland sucks.